Audio Service, National Radio Club.
Welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for May 2012. This is issue number 326. Our address for the DX Audio Service is 706 McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. Email for general inquiries is fvobbe@realoldiesradio.com. And my phone number for short calls is 419-228-6223. A yearly cassette subscription to the DX Audio Service for U.S.-Canadian members is $28. To subscribe or renew, make your check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send them to me at the address that I just mentioned, or you can log on to our website at www.nrcdxas.org and sign up using PayPal. If you're on the Internet, you can sign up to EDXN and get your DX Audio Service in MP3 format. A subscription to EDXN is only $15. Just point your browser to www.e-dxn.com and subscribe online with PayPal. But subscribe only if you're able to download and navigate a website without any assistance. Now, with the assistance of Mr. Dave Alpert, let's jump right into AM Switch.
Welcome to the May 2012 edition of AM Switch, Volume 79, Issue 25. Starting out with call letter changes, 850 WKIX in Raleigh, North Carolina becomes WPTK. The construction permit for the 1180 station in Walsenburg, Colorado has taken on the call sign KSPK. Here's a correction from the AM Switch Legal Department. 1390 KJOX in Yakima, Washington has the call letters KTCR. The lawyers made me say this. And finally, 1480 WADR in Remsen, New York becomes WRCK. We have only one CP on the air to report. 1580 KQQB in Stockdale, Texas. Their construction permit for D3, 2,500 watts, daytime only, is on the air, moving to Stockdale from Hallettsville, Texas. Turning to actions, we have a few. A 990 CBTD in Quispeox, British Columbia. A new station on 91.3 FM will replace CBTD as a repeater for CFPR 860. The new station must be operational within 24 months, followed by a three-month transition period, at which time the 990 facility will go silent. WAYX 1230, Waycross, Georgia, has extended their special temporary authorization to operate with U1, 250 watts day and night from a 200-foot-long wire suspended on wooden poles. WAYX lost the lease for the property on which their tower was located just west of Waycross and has found a new site to the southeast of town. They've applied to relocate and will probably have details on that in a future AM switch. 1590 WALG, Albany, New York, is presently licensed for U4, 5 kilowatts day, 1,000 watts at night. Right now, WALG is operating under an STA with U1, 1,250 watts day and 250 night while repairs are made to the station's directional array. Just a reminder on the terms we use, STA means Special Temporary Authorization, which is FCC speak for allowing a station to operate at parameters different from their regular license. The STA is usually due to some problem the station has, losing a tower or lease for land for the tower, a flood, lightning damage, whatever. The STA is generally used to keep a station operating as they regroup and get the problem solved to get back to normal operation. Now that we've offered that explanation, we move on to applications. On 990 KWAM, Memphis, Tennessee, has applied for U4, 10,000 watts day, 450 watts night. 1510 WQUL, Woodruff, South Carolina, has applied for D1, 930 watts day, and critical hours power, 270 watts. This is a power arrangement correction from our last AM switch. Applications dismissed. 1250 WHNY in Macomb, Mississippi. The application for reinstatement of license has been dismissed, so WHNY is now officially deleted and gone. And the application for 1490 KCFC in Boulder, Colorado This application for U1, 440 watts day and night, has been dismissed. Finally this month, let's share some here and there. Returning to the airwaves, WMML, 1230 in Glens Falls, New York, along with co-owned WENU, 1410, South Glens Falls, New York, both with sports as Fox Sports Radio. WLLM 1370, Lincoln, Illinois, returns following an electrical fire at the studios. This also means that translator W287BP 105.3 in Marion, Illinois, is back as well. Reported as silent, KBDB 1400 Sparks, Nevada, and WZRK 1550, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. And here's an AM Switch trivia question. Which station became the first U.S. station with a W call? According to HistoryOrb.com, it was WAAB, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, April 4th, 1922. Thanks this month to Sean Axelrod, Andrew Blade, Bill Dvorak, Wayne Heinen, Tim Noonan, Dale Park, RadioInfo.com, and Upper Midwest Broadcasting. I'm Dave Alpert with a short AM switch for a change. Now here's Mark Durenberger with the DX Audio Service Bandscan.
Thanks, Dave. It's always great to hear your reports and to stay current with what's happening on the band. This month, we put a wrap on our report from three beverage expeditions just west of Minneapolis during last winter's non-winter weather. Three beverage antennas of approximately 1,800 feet were laid on the ground with varying results. Before and after local sunset, we gathered signals from stations that were beyond a few hundred miles, many of them new to the band scan. And last month, we made it down from 1,700 to 1,100. That brings us to Maria at 1090 from Denver. KMXA is followed on day power at the time. That's a full 50 kilowatts, though the coverage pattern is pointed away from us. KMXA will be followed by Hannibal, Missouri's KHMO at 1,000 watts on 1070. And as you know, 1070 around here is a graveyard. And then if you'll work at it, you'll be able to pull out a New Orleans ID at the other end of the Mississippi, 1,000 miles away. WLNO is on 1060 with 5 kilowatts pointed west. Then, relatively close to us, there's a station in Peoria, Illinois on 1020, just before they surrender to KDKA at local sunset. WPEO is a kilowatt. Next is 1010 KXEN. 420 watts with a coverage pattern that looks like a kid's balloon on a bad day. And finally, at 1,000, Oklahoma City makes it through the usually overwhelming WMVP. KOTK is doing 5,800 watts.
KMXA AM, Aurora, Denver.
María, 1090.
1090. Siempre romántica.
Siempre romántica.
Transmitiendo en vivo por maria1090.com.
Y cada lunes, sin comerciales.
Radio 1000 KTOK. Police investigate the murder of a Blanchard woman. I'm Rob Hoy in the KTOK Newsroom, where you get traffic and weather together, mornings and afternoons.
Thanks for working on the WLNO idea. I hope you heard it. There are a number of close-in stations on the 900s, and so we found only three frequencies of interest that were a distance away. On two of them, there were two catches. So once again, the famous separator. Okay, 960 is WSBT South Bend, Indiana at 5 kilowatts. That's the first in the sequence. Then the beverage snatched Amarillo, Texas out of the ether, making that 1 kilowatter sound like it was just a state or two away. Amarillo is, in fact, about 800 miles down the pike. And when we switched to the southeast beverage, everything else dropped out and Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin lit up. Their WFAW is 550 watts, looking right at us. The third frequency is 930. On the southeast wire, that means Quincy, Illinois, and WTAD with 1 kilowatt. On a different night in the same direction, it was WAUR in Sandwich, Illinois. The NRC Night Pattern Book has 930 looking like a graveyard channel in this part of the country. WTAD and WAUR are almost neighbors, though WAUR uses 5 towers to severely protect WTAD, generating another of those deformed, multi-shaped coverage patterns. What's interesting is that WTAD's signal forms a four-leaf clover, with most energy going right toward WAUR. Go figure. The point is, both had enough juice to make it to the Minneapolis signal sucker.
Monday night around 31, and Wednesday it's going to rain high near 40. That's our meteorologist Eric Larson.
Moody Radio. On News Radio 960 WSBT.
Or email me at outsidethebox940@gmail.com. Outside the Box with me, Tim Thomas, Saturdays from noon to 2, presented by Spellman & Associates, here on the new 940 KIXZ, the voice of Amarillo.
Happy holidays from Barnes Jewelry. And a sincere thank you if you've ever celebrated a significant moment with something from our store.
Call 1-800-507-2684. 1-800-507-2684.
940 WFAW Fort Atkinson. The following is a sports presentation from 940 WFAW. The following is a presentation of Learfield Sports.
San Diego 16, Buffalo 3. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Westwood One, your home for the National Football League. 15th anniversary show. I'm going to call it.
News Radio, across America, around the world. You can hear the difference on WTAD, Quincy.
Have a question for Mark Malone or any of our Westwood One football analysts? Log on to WestwoodOneSports.com/AskTheAnalyst.
Talk radio for Jackie's life. For Chicagoland, WMTV Chicago,
WAUR Sandwich,
and WWCA Gary. Relevant Radio, 1270, 930, and 950 AM.
Join us February 11th as the Women's Centers of Greater Chicagoland celebrate the gift of life at their 27th annual Life Banquet.
Okay, so far, then let's go to the 800s. We've heard KRVN on 880 any number of times, and of course it was there again, until pattern change time when it completely disappeared as expected, and KLRG came up from Sheridan, Arkansas, with 220 watts, bumping Highland, Illinois' WIJR into the background. And by the way, Sheridan, Arkansas is about 750 miles distant. Next, you'll hear KKOW on 860, sneaking past local KNUJ in nearby New Ulm, Minnesota, the station we refer to as the Polka Station of the Nation. KKOW operates 5 kilowatts from Pittsburgh, Kansas. And finally, the St. Louis 850 station, KFUO. They're on 5 kilowatts non-directional until sign-off to protect Denver. Somewhere in our many recordings, we actually have KFUO signing off and KOA roaring in. We'll have to look for that. Anyway, here we are with the 800s.
KL 93.5 KL 233 BF. Relax. Listen. This hour's lead story, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is predicting Congress will extend the payroll tax cut before the end of the year.
Our wind chill now is 48. We've got sunshine and 53 degrees at Classic Country and More, 860 AM.
The AM radio ad that all FMs could only wish for. Well, of course, the best listeners there are. KKOW 860 AM, Pittsburgh, Joplin, Columbus.
5 o'clock. CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes.
Sanctified justice through Christ and Christ alone. Ministry, Lutheran Church, Missouri.
Mitch Friends Christian Concerned Society is offering a trio option for your day giving. Join KFUO Radio and choose a meaningful gift to give on one and help children around the world a loving family.
Moving right along, we're getting into the fun frequencies. On 790, a pair, KXXX, KXXX, is broadcasting from Colby, Kansas, with 5 kilowatts. A lot harder to snatch was the next one, WTSK, but it's worth trying because Tuscaloosa, Alabama, is 900 miles away. WTSK is doing 5 kilowatts. We had to sneak past a number of stations to get this, including a big one in Memphis and a nearby Wisconsin station. So work with us on this one. You should be able to hear it. On 770, we waited for local KUOM to shut down, and up came WAIS in Bucktel or Buquetel, Ohio. Either KUOM went down early, as they sometimes do, or Bucktel was up late. Later, when the Terminator covered New Mexico, Albuquerque joined the party with KKOB's 50 kilowatts. 750 offered up KBNN from Lebanon, Missouri, their 5 kilowatts, and they did drop at local sunset. Next, from Tulsa on 740, was KRNG, and that's usually a tough one this far north. But the beverage directionality meant that Toronto was a no-show. And finally, where we expected KWOA in Worthington, just south of us on 730, we heard instead KKDA in Grand Prairie, Texas, 500 watts from 900 miles. When this sort of thing happens, or you hear Tuscaloosa or New Orleans, you know it was all worth the trouble of stringing out that one-third of a mile-long clothesline.
Like a good breakfast, we stick with you all day. 790-KXXX.
The third arrest was Richard McCarty, 54, who was taken into custody in the North Valley. He was wanted for failure to register as a sex offender, as well as other charges. Pat Allen, News Radio 770, KKOB.
On Wall Street today, the Dow was up about 33 points. This portion of the news sponsored by the Mutual Fund Store. The Lobos open conference play at Wyoming Saturday. Pregame 1 o'clock on your home for Lobo Sports. I'm Larry Molenbrink on your breaking news station, News Radio 770, KKOB.
We're all resolving to run our lives a little better.
And liberals are liberals, and liberals are
crooks. Tulsa's number one news, weather, and traffic station. Depend on KRMG FM Sand Springs, KRMG Tulsa.
Perry, duking it out last night.
All we can see, the bottom of the barrel, just seven more. From El Paso, Texas, at 1,150 miles, comes KTSM on 690 with 10 kilowatts. That'll be one of our catches of the day, I guess, on the Southwest beverage. Heard on the due south wire on 690 is KGFF with 5 kilowatts from Coffeyville, Kansas. On the southeast antenna on 680, about as far as you can go to the southeast before hitting water, the Raleigh station WPTF. Another of the great catches, methinks. Raleigh is 50 kilowatts, but there are 8 or 10 other stations in the way on 680. Chalk this one up to singular propagation. Warm fuzzies for this guy. And 660 brought us KSKY in Bulch Springs, Texas. Bill Hale knows where Bulch Springs is. KSKY's 20 kilowatts is in Bill's backyard just outside Dallas.
Sponsored by the Hispanic Scholarship Law and the Ad Council.
This is Doug Steffen inviting you to join me tomorrow morning at 4 o'clock for the Good Day program on News Talk 690 KTSM. It's 5 o'clock. Another hour of the Mark Levin Show is coming up after Fox News on News Talk 690 KTSM AM El Paso.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler.
If you want more information, it's free at KFOX.com. From the KFOX Sports News Severe Weather Center, I'm Brad Newcomer. Here's a look at your afternoon commute with Time Saver Traffic on News Talk 690 KTSM.
Big circle slow down on the freeways now. Eastbound 10. You've got to find some lights going on a drive over the 2-mile drive. Also, westbound 10, get some lights on as well. What about Santa Fe over 20?
I need that jack.
USO is how it's done. Find out more at USO.org. The USO is where everyone goes home.
CBS News. I'm Bradley Cummings. The problem for the Republican Party, the party doesn't want former Speaker Newt Gingrich to get the nomination.
Truth spoken here. The Wells Report. Traffic when you need it. And news that affects you. News Talk 660.
Which leaves three channels on the low end near the basement. On 560, we copied KWTO with 4 kilowatts, Springfield, Missouri. It was even easier to hear 550's KTRS in St. Louis. That leaves what, for me at least, was the catch of the day from Las Vegas, New Mexico, KNMX on 540 with 5 kilowatts. The reason this one was so much fun is that we were looking right through the 540 station in Fort Dodge, Iowa.
Shopping simplified. With Walgreens, there's a way.
AM560, KWTO, Springfield. And listen online at newstalk560.com.
Contact direct transfers for details.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes.
Assistance from people who know what they're doing. What a concept. For quality service and expert advice, visit any of their 7 convenient locations and experience the Metro Electric Supply difference. For the location nearest you, visit MetroElectricSupply.com.
KTRS St. Louis. The Big 550 and KTRS.com.
ABC News. I'm Brad Wheeler.
You're listening to 540 AM KNMX, Las Vegas, New Mexico.
New Mexico music is so important to us that we play more than any other station on earth. We're 540 KNMX.
Looks like snow showers have wrapped up across the area. We are getting some reports of patchy fog.
Okay, Fred, put the whip down. We know when we're licked. Mark Dernberger for the DX Audio Service. As usual, it's been our great fun to capture these elusive DX signals and to share them with you. Stay tuned over most of this same network for next month's thrilling installment. Until then, good listening, DXers.
Making a sound, singing a song, getting around,
come along, WOOD. Taking up the time, making up a rhyme, so you're gonna hear and remember, feeling oh so fine,
so good,
so warm,
so big,
so great, so WOOD. Spread good feelings all around with that good wood sound, WOOD. WOOD. So good, so free, WOOD. That's all for me.
From the National Radio Club, this is the DX Audio Service.
Just a reminder that the National Radio Club and Worldwide TV-FM DX Association Convention 2012 will be held August the 3rd through the 5th in Bridgeport, West Virginia. Bill and Brenda Swiger are proud to be this year's hosts in Bridgeport on August the 3rd, 4th, and the 5th at the Days Inn and Suites, located at 112 Tolley Drive in Bridgeport. Reservations for hotel rooms are available by calling area code 304-842-7371 before July the 20th. The cost for each room is $79.94, including tax. 1 to 4 adults per room, please. You must mention the National Radio Club to get this rate. And yes, WTFDA members, you can get that same rate too, but mention NRC. Registration is $45 for members and $25 for spouses or significant others. This will include the Saturday evening banquet and snacks and drinks for the hospitality room. Tours are planned along with a local festival that weekend with food and music that we can carpool to. Days Inn is just off the intersection of I-79 and Route 50. There are shopping areas and restaurants within walking distance. The local airport is 3 miles away with shuttle service. More information to follow on our next edition of the DX Audio Service. Be sure to mail your reservations and auction items to Bill Swiger, S-W-I-G-E-R, 1 Casey Lane. That's the number 1 Casey, C-A-S-E-Y, Lane, Bridgeport, West Virginia, 26330-9454. You can send email questions to Ridge Radio, that's RIDGERADIO, at cebridge.net, cebridge.net. Be sure to meet us in beautiful Almost Heaven State of West Virginia. And thanks to Bill and Brenda for hosting this year's convention. Let's take a look at the DX Toolbox, which is written by Sean Axelrod at 30 Beacon Tree Bay, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R2N3X9 in Canada. Sean writes, "Greetings once again from the heart of the continent, and welcome to the DX Toolbox column, number 39. Well, they say that necessity is the mother of invention. That, combined with tougher economic times, can make you think more and spend less. Recently, yet another one of my old and up until now reliable tape recorders stopped working. That is the second one in 2 years. So, do you buy a new one or make do with what you have? I decided to see what I could do with the computer I have in the radio room. It's not a fancy high-end unit, as it cost me all of $289 new a year ago or more. But it does what I need it to do. After going to the Windows 7 help site, I found that there was a recorder on the computer, and all I needed was an audio input line from the radio to the back of the computer. I looked into my parts bin and came up with an audio cord that fitted just fine between my receiver and the computer. In fact, it was the same cord I had used to go to the now broken tape recorder. I used a pink-colored microphone jack to the back of my computer tower as the input to my computer. The other end of the audio cord went to the receiver's audio out jack. After that, I followed the instructions from the Windows 7 help site and got the sound recorder to show up on the screen. It was super simple. With a touch of a mouse click, it started to record. There is a counter on the sound recorder, so you can note what time you may have heard something. To start it recording, all you do is click Start, and to stop, click Stop. It could not be any easier than that. There's nothing to learn or figure out, just click on the Start and the Stop button. Once you have your recording completed, all you do is click Stop, and it will ask you if you want to save the recording. Click Yes, and save it to where you want it, and call it what you want. You may want to create a separate file pocket to store all your recordings. You can name them by date and time so you know what is in the file. After that, you can start a new recording so you don't miss anything that might be coming in DXWise. One other thing about this little system that I do like is there is no tape to jam up or run out of in the middle of a recording session of Rare DX. No more flipping tapes as you listen, hoping not to miss an ID. The sound recorder will just keep recording until you stop it. I've gone as long as 90 minutes so far without any problem. Now, when I turn on the radio, I turn on the sound recorder, ensuring I never miss anything. After that, you can play it back to see what you've heard. I use the built-in Windows Media Player for playback as I found some useful add-ons that comes with it. After fooling around with it, I found some great little devices hidden in the player. I right-mouse click on the gray bar at the top of the Windows Media Player screen. It brought up another small drop-down box with options under it. Under the enhancements, I found a graphic equalizer with 10 adjustable bands. This can help you enhance your recording and make things sound a lot clearer, thus making IDs more likely. You can actually take out some, if not all, of the noises you recorded. Play with each one of the 10 sliders until you get the sound that you need for the particular recording. After a while, you find out which ones are the most useful to enhance your recordings. Also under the enhancements title in the drop-down box is Play Speed Settings. This allows you to slow down or speed up the digital recordings, making things a bit better at times. Causing the ID to stretch out another second or two can make all the difference in the world. You can experiment with Windows Media Player to suit your needs. As I said, it is free. Nothing to download or reset on the computer, just using what you paid for when you bought the computer. All you need is a simple audio cord to connect your radio to the computer. Cheaper than anything else I've ever dreamed of. If any of you know of other audio programs, let me know, and I'll put them in another column. Let me know why you use them and how they help. For our next story, we need to go to the bridge of the Enterprise. Floor 652, broadcast booth, please. It is a period of radio war. Rebel broadcasters, striking from a hidden studio, claim their latest victory against the evil galactic corporate radio empire. The Rebel broadcaster 1530 WJJG has managed to steal the Internet's ultimate weapon, the Forcecast. The hosts of the show hope to save AM radio and restore freedom to the broadcasting galaxy. In the latest act of defiance toward radio's conventional wisdom, the radio maverick and current 1530 WJJG general manager Pat DeBuyle has announced the addition of a widely popular Star Wars podcast known across the galaxy as The Forcecast. And with the enduring Lucasfilm franchise returning to the theater with the Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace 3D, the timing couldn't be more appropriate. The Forcecast is hosted and produced by Ohio marketing man Jason Schwank and longtime Chicago radio production wizard Jimmy Mac McInerney. Jimmy Mac spent many years as the man behind the sound of Jonathan Brandmeier's show and is currently the production manager at WERV, The River, in suburban Chicago. The radio business is so ridiculous that talented radio people are creating great content people love, and radio stations aren't airing it, chuckled DeBuyle. You want to know where the talent is? It's on the web, and it will be on 1530 WJJG, so long as I have anything to say about it. From the sound of things, expect more podcasts turn broadcasts on weekends at 1530 WJJG, programming you simply cannot hear anywhere else on broadcast radio, while also embracing the web and mobile distribution via the station's free apps. DeBuyle adds, look for an announcement from WJJG next week about the addition of an MTV icon, a world-famous tech blogger, a mixmaster, a couple of girlfriends you may remember, and JV, he teased. For a complete listing of station programming schedules, including the Forcecast, visit their website at www.1530wjjg.com. By the way, WJJG signed on the air October 10th of 1974. The station's call letters were WKDC, representing the signal coverage in Will, Kane, DuPage, and Cook counties. The studios were built for stereo, a C-Tech Sparta stereo audio console, although it was not until 1976 when the FCC authorized the station to test AM stereo. Daytime and nighttime findings on AM stereo were presented at the 1977 National Association of Broadcasters Convention in Washington, D.C. In 1994, AM 1530 changed its call sign to WJJG. The call letters stood for owner Joseph J. Gentile. Joe's nickname, rumored to have been given to him by Chicago sports talk icon Chet Kopick, is the Baron of Barrington, the honor of the city where he owned the Chrysler Plymouth dealership for many, many years. Gentile is also well known for his acts of philanthropy and a number of organizations such as the Alma Mater of Loyola, which named its baseball arena the Gentile Center in 1996. Now that we're back in our own studio, our next article comes from the Lakewood, Ohio Observer newspaper. It's titled, AM Radio Ruled the Airwaves, by Thomas George. Radio has informed, entertained, and inspired area residents since its inception. AM was king for the first 50 years of radio. Early local AM radio included stations WHK, which began broadcasting in 1922, and WTAM, which quickly followed and began on the air in 1923. Their formats included news and regular network entertainment shows, including The Shadow and The Green Hornet, which usually originated in New York City. By 1930, WTAM was broadcasting Indians baseball games live from League Park. FM, invented in 1933, was available but scantly listened to because most receivers did not include the FM dial. Lakewood was home to many early radio personalities, including Wayne Mack and Bill Randall. According to Wayne Mack's Encyclopedia of Cleveland Radio History, Randall is credited with promoting the then-unknown singers such as Tony Bennett and Rosemary Clooney, George's mom, if you don't know who that is. While AM radio was the king of the airwaves during the early years of radio broadcasting, FM eventually grabbed the listeners' ears. It wasn't until 1961 that both General Electric and Zenith independently invented a FM stereo system that received government approval. Still, due to the lack of FM receivers, many FM stations had very low listenership. Jeff Kinsbach, legendary WMMS air personality and former Lakewood resident, recalls, "The signal was clearer, and the music sounded so much better with all that dynamic range that FM provided. Many had to buy FM converters because the car radios didn't have too many FM radios in them at the time. As with today's college radio stations, cutting-edge or classical music was the FM format standard." Kinsbach, a former Westlake Avenue, Horace Mann Junior High, and Lakewood High student, was always interested in radio and landed a job as a 10th grader at WIXY answering telephones. Several years later, Horace Mann classmates Tom Kelly and Steve Lushbaugh reunited with Kinsbach at local FM station WMMS. Kinsbach, while at WMMS, helped launch the careers of Bruce Springsteen and others and was a leader in the move to bring the Rock Hall of Fame to Cleveland. Kinsbach remembers, "On the way home from high school, we would stop at Melody Lane and buy 45s. There was a little t-shirt shop in the back of the store. It was run by Daffy Dan. It was his first business that eventually became huge." By 1978, FM finally overtook AM radio and had more listeners. Alan Freed was an Akron radio announcer and personality who got a job with Cleveland radio station WJW 850 in 1951, where he, at the suggestion of owner of Record Rendezvous, began to play rhythm and blues music. This eventually led to his Moondoggers and the Moondog Coronation Ball held on March 21, 1952 at the Cleveland Arena. However, during this early period of rock and roll, the major local station to adapt a rock and roll format was WHK 1420. Because of its tremendous popularity, eventually other local stations followed suit, including WKYC 1100 and WIXY 1260. Most local radio histories will discuss the popularity of these stations, particularly WIXY 1260, which had a strong following. However, many today find it hard to believe that the number one rock and roll station during the peak years of 1965 to 1970 was a Canadian radio station, CKLW Radio 800. At its peak, CKLW was the third most listened to radio station on the planet. According to CKLW's website, there were reports with the right atmospheric conditions, the Big A could be heard in Scandinavia. Arbitron ratings in 1967 and 1968 rated CKLW as the number one rated station in Cleveland, Detroit, and Toledo. The Big A played what was known as the Boss Radio format, with nearly continuous streams of much more music. On a clear Lakewood evening, An Adapt radio tuner could also pick up the newest rock and roll hits on stations WABC in New York, WBZ Boston, and WLS and WCFL in Chicago. Today we enjoy quality sound delivered by expensive sound systems and Sirius Radio. However, many Lakewood residents nostalgically recall hearing today's rock classics over the grainy AM airwaves emitted from Canada and other far-off locations.
Why don't you turn me on and listen sometime?
Light and lively, WCOP.
At this time, please turn over your tape to side two.